Listen to the Neil Prendeville Show wherever you go. Download the Go Loud app, the new home of Red FM.
The Neil Prendeville Show on Red FM.
And of course, back to the court reports from yesterday. Front of the Star today, demonic and savage. Front of the Sun, savage, cruel and evil, a monster guilty of the brutal murder of the mum of two. Dana Walsh, after the court case yesterday and the sentence handed down, Callum Walsh, who would be Dana's brother, had this to say. It's part of what he had to say outside the court to the media.
As her brother, I am furious. Furious that someone could make the choice to take her life. Furious that our family had to sit through a trial and hear in detail of what she went through and the lies Adam Corcoran had told. No family should ever have to endure that. It is cruelty on top of cruelty. Dana was a devoted mother who loved her children beyond words. Because of one person's actions, Ezra and Kyson will grow up without her. That is a life sentence for them, one they did not deserve. Let me be absolutely clear, what was done to Dana was evil. It has torn our family apart and left damage that can never be repaired.
Barry Rhodes, Southern correspondent with the Irish Times, was in court. Barry, good morning.
Morning, Neil. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Sentence was handed down yesterday. What did he get?
He got life, Neil. He's convicted. Adam Corcoran, 31-year-old guy. He's from Ballincollig originally. He had denied the murder of Dana Walsh, as you say. She's from Roundwood in Wicklow. He denied her murder at the carpenter share at John Barry House in Connolly Street in Middleton on August 2nd, 24. And it had gone to trial. He'd also denied the charge of criminal damage by arson at the apartment. But on Thursday, yesterday, a jury of 8 men and 4 women, they unanimously found him guilty of both the murder and the arson following about 2.5 hours of deliberation on Wednesday afternoon, Thursday morning. So Justice Siobhan Langford, she imposed a mandatory life sentence, and in the course of her sentencing, she noticed the evidence from state pathologist Dr. Ivan McCartney.
Some people might find this content upsetting.
Yeah, I won't go into any great detail, but she noted that Corcoran had inflicted 25 separate knife wounds to Dana Walsh in the course of the attack. And she'd also suffered other injuries, abrasions and lacerations, as well as burn marks to her body. She said, Ms. Justice Langford, it is clear that his actions were truly horrific, and a young mother, Dana Walsh, died as a result of a frenzied attack. The pathology showed she'd been stabbed in the face, neck, abdomen and chest, causing her death. It was clear from her defensive wounds, that's on her arms, that she fought for her life. And then she noted as well that there was an attempt, we'd heard evidence, attempt to amputate.
Yeah.
Dana Walsh's left arm post-mortem in what appeared to be an attempt to dismember her remains, and when that didn't work, then he put some aerosols on a heated hob in the flat in an attempt to burn the apartment and destroy the evidence.
Now, Corcoran claimed, of course, that Dana Walsh had stabbed herself and claimed that she had told him that it wasn't his fault. But it was under cross-examination then that it kind of changed, didn't it? He admitted.
Yeah, the Detective Cormac Brick, who was one of the investigators, sort of given up outline of background of the case, or what we'd heard over the 2 weeks. We'd heard that he had told the emergency services when he rang 999 that she was stabbing herself and self-harming. He told the first guardie at the scene, he told Cormac Brick at the scene, and then during interviews as well, when he was arrested, he said that. But in the course of cross-examination, he went to the box on Monday, and he was cross-examined by the prosecution counsel, Don O'Sullivan, and he, to everybody's surprise, he suddenly said, yeah, I killed her, which was the real, you know, the first time he'd admitted it.
Yeah.
And Don O'Sullivan pushed him on that and said, well, why are you saying that now? Or when did you realise that? And why did you say that she killed herself and self-harmed? And he said, well, that's what I believed at the time. So Donald Sutton pushed him further and said, well, when did you come to the realisation that you killed her rather than the assertion that you'd been putting out there before? So he said it was over the course of several months. It wasn't an immediate sort of thing. So that really, I think, stunned everybody. I suppose from the family, I mean, none of these are ever easy for families to listen through, but I mean, they had an hour and a half of really graphic evidence from the pathologist. That was really, really hard listen, I would imagine, for them. It was a hard listen for everybody.
I see that, you know, her brother was saying she was truly a loving mother, daughter, sister, friend, thoughtful, kind, caring person, her life taken in a cruel and violent way. And we know that he's a bad piece of work. He had 42 previous convictions, didn't he?
He had 42 previous convictions, Cormac can work out on those, including one for aggravated robbery in Australia, for which he served 3 years. Here in Ireland, he had convictions for assault, robbery, possession of a knife, possession of drugs for sale or supply, intoxication, public place, obstruction, deception. But just go back to the family. I mean, they had to listen to the gruesome evidence of the injuries the poor woman suffered, but also then they had to listen to this defence up until he admitted that he killed her, that it was all down to her, that she took her own life, which must have been very, very upsetting for them to have to listen to as well.
Oh,
you know?
I say, absolutely. They'd be angry about that. Yeah.
You'd be very angry about that. But Alan Walsh, as you say, you've heard him there, he fought back tears as he described his sister as a kind and loving person when he was delivering the victim impact statement on behalf of the Walsh family, and that included his mother, Caroline, brothers, Paul and Noah, grandmother Phyllis, and Dana's two young sons. He said the greatest loss of all is for Dana's two children, Ezra and Kyson. Dana will never be able to watch them grow, guide them, or share in the many milestones of their lives. She will never be there for the many achievements and the moments that mothers treasure as their children grow. And then he said there will always be an empty space in our home and in our lives, a sense that something precious is missing that can never be replaced. The day-to-day impact of this loss means our lives will never truly return to the normality we once knew. Yeah. And he described his sister. He said, I'd like the court to remember Dana for who she truly was, a loving mother, daughter, sister and friend. She was well known for her coloured hair and mad lipstick colours. She was a thoughtful, kind and caring person whose life was taken in a cruel and violent way. Right. And, as you've heard from the audio there, that
No, our thoughts are with the... So, just finally and briefly, he gets life. There was another sentence of 50... Is life 15 years, is it? Because I know there was a concurrent 15 years for the arson. They run alongside each other, is it?
No, life has... It has been undefined, but it was averaging about 14 years, maybe 10 years ago, but it's been inching its way up. I think my recollection now is it's averaging about 20 years.
Okay.
No, I suppose just one important thing to note is that his counsel, Brendan Gahan, said he accepted the murder and arson verdicts, which does suggest there won't be an appeal. And he said Corkland has asked him to express the Walsh family, quote, his regret and remorse and sorrow for his action in causing death of Dana, whom he loved very much. Judge Siobhan Langford said, she made that point, you know, that Corkland's assertion that Dana had taken her own tried to take her own life and had added hugely to their distress, but she hoped that Corkland's acceptance of the verdicts and his expression of remorse and regret maybe in some small way, might be some small consolation to them. She sentenced, might say, to the mandatory life sentence on the murder and then 15 years concurrent, so they'll overlap effectively.
So the 15 years is for arson, absolutely.
Yeah, she said it was at the higher end of the scale because he put the lives of others at risk in an attempt to destroy the evidence effectively.
Thanks, as always. Much obliged to you. Thank you, Barry Rhodes, Southern correspondent with the Irish Times in court yesterday. That verdict, justice has taken its course.